group of U.S. lawmakers has warned the Afghan president against a failure to sign a bilateral security deal. After a meeting with Hamid Karzai in Kabul, a group of American senators, including John McCain and Lindsey Graham, said they expect the agreement to be signed soon. They've also noted that such a failure would pose a threat to Afghanistan and the region. Karzai has so far delayed signing the accord with the United States. The Afghan president says he will not sign any agreement that allows continued raids on Afghan homes. Without a signed deal, all U.S. and NATO forces would have to withdraw from Afghanistan. The U.S.-led foreign forces are blamed for many civilian deaths in the country. The senators have also warned Karzai about the release of 88 Bagram prisoners in North Kabul. Afghanistan says it's found insufficient evidence to continue their detention, but Washington says the prisoners pose a serious security threat. Faiz Khurshid is our correspondent with us now live from Kabul. Let's get the latest from him. Faiz, we're hearing Lindsey Graham and John McCain saying that a pact can be signed soon. Does this in any way mean that their mission in Afghanistan has been a successful one in terms of persuading the Afghan president to sign this deal?
Well, Omar, as you outlined, John McCain and two other U.S. senators were here in Kabul just to intensify pressure on President Hamid Karzai to sign the bilateral security agreement and also to settle the new dispute between the two sides. It's the Afghan government's decision to release 88 prisoners from Bagram jail. We heard today from Afghan sources that President Hamid Karzai has now delayed the release of these 88 prisoners from Bagram jail. But of course, they still don't have enough evidence to prove that these guys are terrorists. But to U.S. military men, they're very dangerous people. And John McCain has said to the Afghan president that if he releases these people, it would greatly damage the relations between Kabul and Washington. But they almost failed to urge President Hamid Karzai to change his mind and put his signature on the controversial security deal. This deal is quite important for people in White House. It's all about the future of U.S. military involvement in this country. If it is signed, they would be able to have 9 military bases. Their forces would also have legal immunity from Afghan courts, and they would continue their nighttime raids on Afghan homes. And these nighttime raids is the sticking point. So the differences are still there between Kabul and Washington. The Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, has once again said that he's not going to sign this deal if his conditions and terms are not accepted by Washington. And that is an immediate end to U.S. airstrikes in Afghan villages. He believes that these airstrikes cause civilian casualties, and they would not help to bring peace and stability in this country. Yes, we understand this is not the only condition of President Hamid Karzai. He also wants endurable peace across Afghanistan. Now, negotiations, we understand, are underway behind the scenes between the two countries, and each side is trying to for the bigger gain. And we have been told that John McCain and other U.S. senators are confident that this deal will be signed very soon, but we have no word yet on this from the Afghan government.
And Faiz, just quickly before we let you go, we know that the United States has also been threatening the Afghan president with a zero option. Is that something that the Afghan people or officials are afraid about, of all your NATO forces and U.S. forces leaving Afghanistan? Do they think that this is going to leave Afghanistan less secure?
Well, this threat has not worked very much. When President Hamid Karzai, I do remember, refused to sign this security deal, people from White House came here in Kabul, including the U.S. National Security Advisor, saying that the zero option is now on the table, and if President Hamid Karzai does not sign this deal, they will withdraw all their troops from this country. In the very beginning, President Hamid Karzai and other people in his administration were saying that they're not going to leave Afghanistan at all. So that threat and the deadline, the year-end deadline, have not worked very much. And now the U.S. officials are saying that if they don't sign this deal, they would not give more money to the Afghan government for the reconstruction and development projects of this country. But President Hamid Karzai personally does not seem worried about these threats.